Good morning, Medford. The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to Can I Change This Later? I'm your DJ, Furious George. And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's the 13th show of mine. We're going to be starting off today with 13 from Johnny Cash, followed by Remember the Taker from the Steepwater Band, and Mean and Evil by Moore Leonard and Arbuckle. Let's get things going here.
Wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Play. There's no conscience to feel.
Thank you. some bass feel. Well, it seemed like a good idea till I down home party went down here. Well, we was just starting. Well, that's when some boy reached in his pocket, pulled his pistol, shot at Mississippi, drinking right past Tupelo. We was in double wide, had duct tape hiding the seams and the floor. Well, drinking in them jukes. Well, it's cheap enough, I ended up wearing nothing but my boots, y'all.
Thank you. fading my fate. Oh, it's trapped in the history of 1938. And as the men who knew Robert all died of old age, oh, my secret grew lonelier, like his music on a stage. Now, I may never tell the public the reason he's dead.
From the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right. Before those PSAs going backwards, we had the Stone Foxes with I Killed Robert Johnson, Jonathan Tyler with Riverbottom, John the Conqueror with Mississippi Drinkin', Moreland and Arbuckle with Mean and Evil, the Steepwater Band with Remember the Taker, and Johnny Cash with 13. Next up, we've got Number One by the Sideshow Tragedy, followed by a few more songs. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. I'm George, and this is Can I Change This Later?
Let's try that again.
Are on the move. 10 to a tree.
is on life support. No one understands or even asks the right questions anymore. Just like you. Just like you. You sit back in your chair. A sweaty plasma screen mistake. You've read all the reviews. You bought all the best guns and duct tape. Oh, look out for number one. Take care of mama, son, I hear you doing great. It's another summer with no shoes on his feet and nothing on his plate.
Speed me.
All right, that was 68. Sorry, that was The Regulator by Clutch. Now we're going to have DJ Arthur from The Grand Hour do a live promo for his show. Here he is. Arthur, you're live on the air.
Doesn't sound any different. I'm calling from WBED right now.
WBED?
Yeah, WBED, because it was a late night. But, yeah, I don't even know if tomorrow is my regular scheduled show or not, because this winter schedule is kind of screwed with my timing. But we're going to do a show at Fire Sign Theater. I'm going to do one of those tomorrow, as well as a six shooter. Is that it?
Yeah, and Fire Sign Theater, just for those who don't know, that's a comedy kind of sketch show, right?
I believe so. I don't know much about it either. I really don't know much about my shows when I do them. I kind of wing it.
But they've been turning out all right so far, though.
I'm learning as I go. That's not true. I've known about the six shooter in the shadow for years.
Yeah, I know you have.
But, all right, let me get back to WBED here.
Yeah, all right.
Have a good show there, George.
All right, thanks, Arthur. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
That was Arthur of the Grand Hour calling in. Next up, we have 68 by Slow Season. Here we go.
ceiling will have a bunk bed by the bed. You'll line my mattress with nails, 1-4 every time something psycho came out of your mouth. Your cavern eyes are praying, your scarlet lips have sent a sales pitch for the circus in your mind. Shrine dedicated to the prince of the last.
the yes I was. And over my door, the cold ass I was. I'm moving to a place, a place where no one knows my name. I miss you, little girl. I hope you miss me just the same. Just the same. Your ass I was. Don't open my door. The cold ass I was. I'm moving to a place 250 miles away. You little girl, I hope you miss me just the same. Just the same.
Closer. I don't want to talk about this too loud. It's been a while, but we're back with another Conspiracy Corner. This week's conspiracy is definitely not going to be a very popular one, especially in New England. But don't you think it's a bit strange that the morning of the divisional championship game against the Tennessee Titans, quarterbacked by Marcus Mariota, born in Honolulu, Hawaii, I might add, don't you think it's a bit strange that the morning of that game, Hawaii receives an emergency alert that they're about to get bombed? Now, I'm not saying that Bill Belichick is responsible, but we know of allegations in the past of them, and by them I mean the visiting team, or really any Patriots opponent, having fire alarms pulled in the hotels the night before a game. Is this just taking that tactic to a whole new level? I can't definitively say, but, you know, everyone puts Bill Belichick as some sort of evil genius. Who knows? Maybe he really is. Maybe he's the reason that Hawaii received an alert that they would be bombed. Who's to say?